Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
On Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. My name is Marion Grealis and I'll be with you for the next half hour with Capital Irish. Well, winter has really settled in here in Wellington these past few weeks, with some pretty impressive thunderstorms and accompanying downpours to make us all scurry indoors. I had a look at met.ie to see how the weather here is comparing with back home. And in fact, last weekend, the difference wasn't all that much, which made no sense to me, especially since the junior and leaving cert exams are happening at home around now. To this day, I have to admit, the smell of fresh cut grass brings me right back to exam time, and I kind of feel vaguely anxious and a bit guilty, like I really should have studied more. But you'll be glad to hear, listeners, that I managed to get through all of those exams all those years ago, so I suppose I was no worse than anyone else with procrastination of study, though I will share with you that the kitchen in my various student houses around Castletroy in Limerick were never so sparkly clean as they were around exam time. Anywho, I'm going to blame the weather in Wellington for the fact that I struggled to find a lot of Irish events happening around Wellington at the moment, but there are a few and I'll share those with you now. The Hutt Valley Irish Society are having their AGM on the 26th of June, followed by the monthly potluck dinner. So all of you who are members of the Society, please make sure to put that into your diary. The AGM will begin at 3 p.m. with the potluck dinner to follow. And of course, like any volunteer organisation, the Hutt Valley Irish Society are most welcoming to anyone who is willing to help out in the committee. If you think that could be you, you can email Brian or Shirley on president@huttirish.org.nz or secretary@huttirish.org.nz, and I'm sure they would love to hear from you. Also happening around Wellington at the moment, there's the Wellington Irish Sessions, and they continue as normal at the Welsh Bar every Tuesday night. At 7:30 p.m. there is the slow session, and that's for those who are either learning their instrument or learning a new tune. And then at 8:45 the regular session begins. You can find the Wellington Irish Sessions on Facebook for more details, or you can head over to their website, which is irish.session.nz, and there you will find the tunes archive as well as all of the music notation. And I'm still wowed at this, even though it's been years since Andy showed me. You'll find there the ability to slow down the recordings as you practice without losing the tone or the pitch of the tune, which still blows my mind. What else is happening? Well, let's see. A good friend of Capital Irish, Jerry Paul, will soon be touring in New Zealand with T-Bone, which is described as good time Americana Kiwi folk. They are playing here in Wellington on the 30th of June at the San Fran, and they'll also be visiting New Plymouth, Auckland, Kerikeri and Napier, as well as Whangatou, which is just north of Warkworth, north of Auckland there. And we are told by the publicity for these concerts that foot-tapping fun is guaranteed at the gigs. Well, that's your lot for the events that I could find at the moment. As I said earlier, the windy Wellington weather might be keeping some of us indoors for now. Let's turn to some music then. I enjoyed listening to some of the tunes on the Irish Sessions website when I was looking up the details to share with you earlier. So it made me think that I'd like this week to share with you all some traditional Irish music that comes from my own hometown, Louisburg in County Mayo. So what we're going to do today is we're going to listen to some of that music from the recent Féile Cúis Chún, which is a traditional Irish music festival that happens in early May each year in Louisburg. Or I suppose I should say it did happen every year until, of course, the COVID-19 pandemic, which meant that the past 2 years, 2021 and 2020, were in fact virtual festivals. But this year, luckily, the restrictions have lifted and so the festival went ahead. And from what I've heard from family and friends back home, the concert, which was called Ag Filla Erchan de Mayo, which means home to Mayo, that was held in memory of Seamus Heenahan, was an absolute highlight. Now, Seamus was a fisherman and accordion player extraordinaire from Louisburg, who delighted many generations of locals and visitors to Louisburg with his warm welcomes and beautiful music. Seamus sadly passed away in 2021, though his music lives on through all of the people that he influenced and inspired over the years. The entire concert that I am going to play you a little piece from is available on YouTube, so we'll have a listen to a few pieces from that and some other highlights from Féile Cúis Chún 2022 for the rest of the show today. I'll also share the links to these YouTube concerts when I post the show on our podcast platform and on our Facebook page. First up, we have Gillian O'Malley, who was from Louisburg, and she was the winner of the Seán Éireann de Gold Medal competition back in February 2020. And then as the concert continues, we'll hear a few other local musicians join in with Gillian for a few more tunes.
I'm going to play a few tunes that I associate with Seamus Heenahan and his playing. I've a lot of lovely memories of playing with him. And in general, one of them is the lifts that I used to get with him from Killeen into Matt Malloy's on a Wednesday night when I couldn't drive. And he'd pick me up and drop me home again. But in return for these lifts, we invited him to cross for a session or a tune in the house one night when we were small. And I remember Mom being worried that we wouldn't be able to get up for school, but once Seamus got going, there was no stopping him. But we had a lovely night, and we were honoured to have him in the house. So I'm going to play a few tunes, as I said. The first one is a hornpipe, The Flowing Tide, and then into Great Louisburg Tune, The Dandy Reel, and Marian Egan's Reel.
Thank you. And now you know why Gillian won the Sean O'Rea the medal when she did. I just introduce you to the group before they carry on. Sirica Helberg on your right, my left. Nicola O'Malley. Raylene Shaw. Gillian, of course. Frank McCarrick. Gráinne O'Toole. Finian O'Toole. Paul McDonnell. James Langan, Paul McDonnell, and Jason O'Malley. And I'd have to practice my peripheral vision. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, and we are listening in today to some fantastic traditional Irish music from the 2022 Féile Cuiscún, which was held in May in my hometown of Lewisburg in County Mayo. We're going to drop into the Ceolchoirm na Féile, the grand concert now, and we'll join them at the start where a number of the tutors from the festival are introduced by Gillian O'Malley.
Virtual events. They kept us going for the last couple of years, but we're absolutely delighted to be back. Tonight we have a host of excellent tutors for you to listen to. We're going to kick things off with five of them. We have Catherine McHugh, who's teaching the piano accompaniment down at the school today. Catherine is from Carlistrand in County Galway. Next we had Yvonne Queeley, she's from Kilmaley, Condé na Chlár. We have Conor Connolly, Aaron Muskakul, as Ordrahan Conde na Gaileva.
Clarenbridge.
Clarenbridge, come on, I'm Shin Irla McGowan from Churchtown in Dublin. And we have a North Leitrim man, Alan Reid, who's now based in the Burn. So, Curramid, Falsha, War, Wiltach, Rivna Kyothri, all a shop.
Thank you.
Well, that is about all we have time for on today's Capital Irish. Thank you again for listening in, and I really do hope that you enjoy the rest of your weekend. By the time you hear me on Capital Irish again, I will have had a big trip home to Ireland. So hopefully I will be able to regale you all with stories from that trip. We're going to finish up today's Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM by going back to the Eagfilla a Chonradh Mhuo concert in memory of Seamus Heenahan from Féile Cuiscún, the traditional Irish music festival in Louisburg of County Mayo. The final set of that concert was from Seamus's sons and daughter, Brendan, Eric and Christina Heenahan. And we're going to join in the end of the concert there as Christina introduces the last few tunes.
Thanks very much. And thanks. It's been lovely all evening listening to all the lovely stories and laughs that we've been getting from the memories of Dad. So it means a lot, as Brendan had said. We're going to finish now with a couple of reels. The first one is a tune called Caught in the Surf, another one of Dad's compositions. We're going to give it a go. And we follow it with a Vincent Broderick composition called The Flagstone of Memories, another appropriate title. Mary Finn is down there in the background. Mary, I got this tune from Mary years ago, and Dad was delighted when I came home with it. He had kind of had a probably heard it a time or two, but he was delighted to learn it, and he passed it on to Peter Malloy, who was here earlier on, and like that, passing tunes around. But it's a lovely tune, and we're going to finish off then with a tune, a very well-known tune called Lucy Campbell's. So feel free to dance at that stage if we get that far. So thanks again, and I hope you all enjoyed the rest of Féile over the weekend. It's great to be back. It's great to see all the familiar faces and old friends that have been coming to Louisburg for so long, and new friends, some that we've been having lovely tunes with, new friends that have arrived from France this year for their first trip to Louisburg, and hopefully it won't be their last. We'll keep it going. So hopefully you all have a great weekend. Thank you.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. Thanks to the generosity of our sponsors, we couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, Hutt Valley Irish Society, and Butler's Chocolates. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.